Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACR Golden Vibes. This is your musical host, Henry Turner Jr. Welcome to another Tuesday night right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, let's get the show started with some Baton Rouge. We're going to play that every time we open the show from now on. Here's the Baton Rouge City theme song, Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. A Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, y'all. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, yeah. It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. One more time, a Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Oh, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. It is a capital city that nobody can.
You can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. So you can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. Do you remember when? Do you remember when? Been so long, but the memory's still there. So you can take everything, you can have everything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. You can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember. Fireplace blazing, I remember. Gone to the outhouse, I remember. Putting oil in the lamps, and I remember. Mama and Papa, see, I remember. Rabbit and squirrel on the stove, and I remember. Sitting right there, picking my nose, I remember. The hen house, the chickens on the yard, I remember. Yes, I remember. Back, back in law, you can take everything, you can have everything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. You can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember me and my cousins running around. I remember on and off the stand slowed down. I remember every time my knee hits the ground. Take a big time out, start back running around. I just want to see the old folks again. I would just like to see their faces again. I would just like to enjoy their spaces again. Yeah. And you know, sitting by the open fireplace, logs crackling on the fire, the slop jar by the bed, mama asking me questions about where I've been, what I've been doing. Summertime, grandma in the garden, raking leaves, chopping wood. I remember, yeah.
Can you remember? Can you remember?
Got a question or comment? Let us hear from you. 646-652-4283. Again, that number is 646-652-4283. We'll be glad to hear from you.
When I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go, and I come to the end of my journey, I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Oh, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. And when I come to the end of this journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. When I come to and I've traveled in the West. I have traveled to the North and the South. Yes, I have. See, when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. When I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know. Antidote for your lovers. Speaking of that, I got to talk to mine. Check it out. Please tell me you love me, baby, at least 7 times a week. That's 1 time a day to ensure me, baby, or I might just let you go. To love you with all I have, baby. Maybe someday you'll understand.
JCR Golden Vibes. This is Henry Turner Jr., musical host, right here on the radio. Hey, it's a great, great, cool night right here in Baton Rouge. Kind of raining a little bit, but feels good in the studios. Hey, we're going to go to the phone line and say hello to a few people and check in. Let's go get my co-host first, Janice Nelson. Hey, Jay, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hey, Henry, I'm doing well. How about you?
I am awesome. I'm very excited about all kinds of stuff. Having a great,
yeah,
great
I
week.
Too.
Let me go to New Orleans.
Week.
Bring in a drummer. Bring in Keith Lewis. Hey, Keith, welcome to the show. How's it going tonight, man?
Hey, man, going pretty good. Getting ready for the Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah. And we yeah. Mardi Gras Festival, and then Mardi Gras and the Treme, man. We can come on.
Yeah. Ready.
I'm excited, too. Hey, let's go,
oh,
let's
yeah.
go over to go over to Tennessee, man, and bring Tammy in. Hey, Tammy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, family. What's up?
Everything good. Been real good. Got Keith on and Janisa. And everybody's excited on this, man.
It's going to be a great festival, I know.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's ready. So, Jay, are you there? Keith, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm here. Hey, Tammy, what's up? Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Keith.
Yeah,
peace. Right. Got it rolling. Let me go to the local phone. Let me go to this 925. I think this is Rebecca. Is it Rebecca?
Yes, it's me. Hello, how are y'all?
Hey, Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Hey, Rebecca.
This is the Yelp woman. Live on the radio with us. So, we got everybody on, man. We got Janisa on, Keith on, Tammy from over in Knoxville, and the whole crew. Everybody's here. So, Rebecca, we're excited to have you be a part of the Baton Rouge Mardi Gras thing. We're very excited about that.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Thank you so much for wanting to be involved and offering yourself to this kind of project. You have no idea. The community is in so much need of, you know, participation. It's always good when community players can come together and make some good stuff happen, you know?
It's all about community here.
So
we happen to have.
So what can we expect from the Yelp? See, I almost said the Yelpers. That's how we refer to you guys, Yelpers.
That's what we're called.
Okay, all right.
There's always like that element of surprise with us, and you know, we definitely are, you know, going to have some of like our elites out there. Those are our most active members in our community who love local and love everything about Baton Rouge, and are just always trying to spread the word about what it is that we do. And, you know, of course, like, we're always handing out some of our really cool swag items and, you know, just some treats that we're going to have out there from local business as well.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to that. Because, see, what that means to me, Tammy and Keith, you know, when they say some passing out some stuff from the local business, that could be coupons, restaurants, free meal here. I know how that works. Yelpers got a relationship.
We'll also get you guys using our app and stuff, and that gets you connected even further.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to it. I mean,
yep.
I've been, you know, it's been a good build-up. Hey, this pre-party is turning out to be really, really fun. A lot of people told me that they're going to be at the pre-party. And, you know, now Rebecca's bringing one of my favorite persons to the pre-party. Janice and Tammy.
Who are you bringing, Rebecca?
Oh, are you referring to my daughter or are you referring to Nada?
I am. She's one of my favorite persons, man. Just the look on her face when she see the band play, I could just frame that and have it in my office and just motivate me every day to play more and more. She's stopping her tracks and stopping the band with a look like they're really here and they're live. it's real, Keith. It's like it's real, man. This is not on TV. This is real.
She loves being in the action, though.
Does, man. I look forward to seeing her. Tell her that I'm looking forward to seeing her.
Oh, yay, she'll be so excited.
I get a real kick out of her.
She's a lot of fun.
We're looking forward to seeing a lot of the Yelpers out. So,
yeah,
you know, And I want to be the first to tell you that we so enjoyed playing the Yelp party at the Varsity last year. That was so much fun.
That was awesome.
Oh, well, we enjoyed having you guys. It was a lot of fun and good crowd, and everybody just kept on complimenting me on the music and like who's that? Who's that? And we just had to spread the word and let everybody know who that was. And I mean, in case you haven't seen him, I mean, it's like, all right, we love Henry Turner, and I'm a big fan, and I love coming to the listening room when you started your thing out there, and it's a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thanks. You have no idea how important that is and what it means to us, the whole band, you know. And I know for me, you know, just to know that people are paying attention to what we're doing and, you know, wanting to be a part of it and wanting to support it. It takes a community to keep it going. You know?
Yeah, that's really what we're all about. And we're all about local flavor as well.
I like the way you said that, Rebecca. Local
flavor.
Like a double, it's like a double. You saw that smooth move, huh, Keith? You saw that. Local flavor. It's the band and the local at the same time.
Yeah,
that's right. That's what it's all about.
That's right.
You know, Tammy, I don't know. Have you met Rebecca, Tammy?
I have not.
She's a very interesting lady here in this community. She's brought in very interesting. I'm going to say motivation to some of the local networkers. You know, she's the kind of lady that can put on an event and have like 30 people inside of a theater cooking samples of food while they do a tremendous party and have all kinds of displays and stuff going. And
Now, did I see a photo that showed that she had 345,000 hits on your page, or what was on your picture that I saw? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Which one?
Page.
Wait, which picture?
I thought I saw it posted on Henry's Facebook about 345,000 likes or something like that, or hits on your page or something.
I don't know. That's maybe something I haven't seen yet. There's so much out there. There's so much that I do, and I'm all over social media. It's like people tell me things. They're like, oh, by the way, did you know you're doing this or you're in this? I'm like, nope, I had no idea. Thanks for telling me that.
You need to
Rebecca,
Google yourself every now and then.
I have a generic question for you, Rebecca. Because people ask me all the time, what exactly is Yelp? And I always say it's really like a social community, you know.
That's definitely a big part of it. You know, if you guys don't know, we are a review site. So, on top of that, we also have a community. It's a lot like, you know, your Twitter and your fake and Instagram and stuff. I mean, you have people that are on our site pretty much all day long posting just the different things that they do in the community, and it's not just food-based. A lot of people think it's just all restaurant reviews, but only about 20% of the reviews that are written are for food businesses. Everything else is, you know, retail, and, you know, people review everything, like from, you know, your dog groomer to your hairstylist and whoever you want to show love for in your community. And so here in Baton Rouge, we have, you know, not only do I encourage people to contribute content on the site, but I also do it to get people out into the community and to meet each other and meet people who are writing these reviews, meet, you know, business owners and things like that. So that's where a lot of, like, my events are centered around.
So it really is social networking at its best, but it's just bringing it to life. Like shaking hands and
for sure. It's a lot of fun.
That's kind of the gist of what I saw at the Varsity. You know, I said, "Wow, this is almost like bringing like Facebook or Twitter right to the street." You know, it's like you got a similar type of network, but you just in each city, you know, where Yelp is, you're actually doing parties and bringing people together, like right there on the spot.
Yeah. So wherever there is a community manager, there's usually events happening a lot like the one that we had here. I have a counterpart in New Orleans that does the same thing. We have Houston, we have San Antonio, you know, just kind of all in that in this region. And then, you know, of course, we have Nashville and Memphis. So it's just a lot of us helping spread the word about what's the best thing in, you know, in our local communities.
Awesome. Well,
good to know.
I really want to thank you for explaining some of that. You know?
Yeah, cool.
A lot of, listeners out there and a lot of people that, you know, I get those questions all the time because they see our involvement and, you know, stuff, and they say, what exactly is Yelp? I had a business owner in New Orleans ask me that a couple of days ago. Eric Kaiser asked me that, Denise.
Okay.
Erica.
Yeah, check it out. Go on the site, and there's an app, and pretty much when you use the app, like wherever you are, you can search for just anything, and, you know, it'll pop up. It'll populate. Like if you look for sushi, wherever you're at, it'll show up. You know, results will show up about 2 to 3 miles from where you're at, and it's really cool, and you can bookmark the businesses on there, so it's a pretty useful tool.
Yeah, it is. I love Yelp. I love it, love it, love it. And I've connected with some people in other states relative to restaurants that I've visited other places, and we've had some really good dialogue through Yelp. So I find it great.
Good, good. That's always good to hear.
So let me bring on somebody from the 225. Let's see what this is. Somebody's trying to get in with it. Caller from the 225. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, Rebecca, this is Vanessa. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just listening to you on the show here, and so glad to see you're involved with the festival. It seems like a perfect fit.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We're super excited about it, and it's good to have a lot of the community involved as well.
How you doing, Henry?
I am awesome. I'm really enjoying tonight because I got kind of like a little Yelp class. Rebecca gave me a Yelp class. You know, to answer some of the generic questions that I get all the time about, you know, people see us involved in, and I was telling somebody in New Orleans, one of the business owners, Eric Cajun, he asked me the other day, he said, what is Yelp? I said, it's sort of like a social community, you know, and that was my stock answer. With Rebecca just verified it for me. So, well, cool.
Pretty good answer.
Well, Rebecca, have you heard the Baton Rouge song yet?
I have. It's very catchy. I really like it a lot. I'm so excited about it. And, I've been, like, you know, I've been telling people about it. And, you know, I have some, like, media contacts as well. And, you know, just, like, some of, like, the Baton Rouge business owners that I've communicated with and had them, you know, encourage them to, you know, use it because it's a great representation of our city.
Well,
thanks for doing that. We need
it.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
We're really excited about it. We're so excited. We play it a few times a day, and we play it a couple times on this radio show. I'm going to play it right now. Okay? Here it goes.
Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Yeah. It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. One more time, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Oh, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. Have a good time, like it or not, it's a good, good feeling that everybody's got. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge.
It is a capital city that nobody can refuse. Oh yeah, we're like a teenage city, we're almost born. If you visit one time, you want to make this your home. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge,
Baton Rouge,
oh, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, yeah, we're the capital city, and nobody can refuse, oh, 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 Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge,
Baton Rouge,
oh, hear me, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge,
Baton Rouge,
oh, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. It's the capital city that nobody can refuse. You didn't hear me. You're gonna have a good time. You like it or not. It's a good, good feeling that the whole town's got. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. It is the capital city that nobody can refuse. Oh, let me play it one time.
Having the Baton Rouge song right there, man. I want to say hello to all of our friends over in Arizona, Texas, and Georgia that's listening in. I want to say hello to all of my friends over in Nigeria and my friends in Jamaica. I want to say hello to all of you.
I want to tell you one last time. We're like a teenage city. We're almost.
Yeah, I want to say hello to you, Allison, over in Little Rock, Arkansas. I want to say hello to Sunny D over in Eudora. And I want to say hello to all of our friends over in Houston, friends in Dallas. Say hello to you. Oh, we definitely have not forgotten about our friends from Manila. Thanks for requesting the Baton Rouge song. for your radio show. Thank you very much. Vibing hot, doing some cool things right here. That's going to wrap it up for us right here on HCR Golden Vibes tonight. Been hanging out with all of our cool friends. Thank you so much for being here. Until the next time, we leave you with this song right here.
Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication. Want that to be in pain. 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 Because modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication. Medical is the way for me. 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 Your modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work. No. Won't I to be in pain? Want I to be in pain? Want I to be in pain?